I'm Bill Littlefield, and it's nearing the end of July, which means it must be time to start thinking about the upcoming NFL season. That's ridiculous. Who wrote that? Anyway, that's where we're going to begin this week's three stories you should know. Joining me are Sports on Earth's Will Leach via Skype and Michael Lee of Yahoo Sports. Welcome back to both of you.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
An honor as always.
And Michael, I can't help myself. I have to say it. You're ready for some football?
Sort of.
That's my kind of answer.
I would like to see someone actually playing football who doesn't have a job right now, and that's Colin Kaepernick, you know, who burst on the scene nearly 5 years ago as the heavily tattooed, bicep-smooching lightning bolt who led the 49ers to the Super Bowl, but became a lightning rod last season for his national anthem protests. His absence has been head-scratching and upsetting to many, but it delved into another realm this week when former NFL quarterback Mike Vick decided that Kaepernick needed to cut his hair for teams to take him seriously and give him a second chance. Vick later apologized. The conversation won't end anytime soon, but this aspect should. Kaepernick won't get a job simply because he cuts his hair. But my question to you is, what will it take for some team to finally sign the best unemployed quarterback out there?
This whole situation has just shown me something about America that I did not think was true or did not want to believe was true and is very clearly true. And I found myself very disappointed with a lot of my fellow media on this, to be honest. It's been very surprising me to see people who you would think would be reasonable-minded people saying, well, listen, Kaepernick, we think he's a good enough quarterback to play too, but if he were really dedicated to playing, he would not be so loud and active about this stuff. Clearly, it shows that his activism is more important than football, which the idea that that is a binary choice, it really kind of shows you how much you are supposed to give up everything for the NFL, a league that would cut you in a half a second and not pay you and not think one iota about it. Every player is supposed to give up every aspect, positive, negative, political or non-political, of their personality just for the honor of being a part of this league. It's just another reason why the NFL is just so infuriating.
If Colin Kaepernick had kept his hair short, he would have a job today. I'm almost positive that that's the first thing that a sharp scout looks at is hair length. And you can tell a lot by a guy's hair length. You can tell whether he's recently had his hair cut short. Think about what a great quarterback Ken Stabler might have been if he shaved more often and gotten a haircut every once in a while. He might have been terrific. I'm sorry. Absurd is the only way to go with this. This is so disgusting and so discouraging.
I think that everyone needs to stop trying to rationalize this and just come to grips and understand that this man has been blackballed by the league, and people just need to be honest about it and also confront exactly the reasons why he is in that situation. I think that for the whole time that this protest has taken place, people have found other things outside, ancillary factors to debate, but they're not confronting the main issue. And I think just as no one wanted to confront what Colin Kaepernick was fighting, no one wants to confront what's happening to him right now on a real level. And I think that that's the only way we're going to make progress, is if people confront the truth and not try to dance around it with other things that are just distractions.
At a conference this week, the commissioners of this country's four major sports discussed, among other things, the future of sports gambling. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is in favor of allowing more gambling. He says it will increase, quote, fan engagement. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred agrees with that, but he offered a curious quote. He said, "It seems to me that there's a difference between somebody betting on whether the next pitch is going to be a ball or a strike, which is very hard for anybody to affect or control, as opposed to betting on the outcome of a game, which is a little different. Suppose I could find a vulnerable umpire. I go to him. I say, okay, look, the first pitch to each batter in each of the first three innings is a ball, or else your life takes a bad turn. Obviously, I don't care who wins the game. By the top of the fourth, I'm in a limo. I'm on my way to the airport." Is Rob Manfred as full of beans and bananas as I think he is, Will?
In this particular scenario, it's hard to argue he isn't, though. My dirty secret in this is that I actually think gambling on sports is wrong and bad for sports in general. I know that makes me like a rube or something.
Makes you rich.
I know, yeah. No, it makes me a sucker is what it makes me. Remember, baseball had this issue with gambling because they had this horribly tragic event happen where you didn't know who had won the World Series, mm-hmm. and it scarred the game for so long. Now, the NBA roughly had an equivalent of this when you saw with the referee scandal a few years, and it took like a couple years until all of a sudden everyone realized, wait, we can make so much money off DraftKings and all of these things. How quickly we have gone from when you see what gambling has done to our sports, it must be taken as far away as possible to, well, maybe just betting on a small event isn't that big of a deal. And from the commissioner of the sport is actually pretty wild.
You know, I agree with Will. You know, I'm probably a bit of a prude, too. I just don't think that gambling should be in sports. Haven't we kicked out Pete Rose for life for gambling on the game? I mean, you make an example of the all-time greatest hitter. You keep him out of your Hall of Fame because he gambled, and then all of a sudden you open up the sport for people to bet on it.
Will, take us to the sweet science that has of late been less than sweet.
Yeah, an entirely unrelated topic to gambling destroying a sport. Let's talk boxing. I do not remember a time where I have felt more desire to run in the opposite direction of sports than watching the international press tour, as they called it last week, for the McGregor-Mayweather fight, which is coming up in August. I swear I could actually feel chunks of my soul falling off while watching it. The epithets they've been calling each other have been misogynist. They've been racist in this kind of like cross promotion. Boxing, it's UFC. What's stronger? And this is what boxing has come to. It's the only way to sell kind of what's left of this sport. And the sad part about it is I'm a little worried it's going to work.
Yeah. But Michael, you're going to be signed up for the pay-per-view, right?
Absolutely not. For a lot of reasons, I'm not a big Floyd Mayweather fan. And I can't think of a fight that has done more to encourage me to see two guys just beat each other to a bloody pulp. I don't want either one of them to win because you know, going in, I think it was interesting to see this fight come together because there was so much anticipation. But I think that the way they've behaved and the way they promoted this fight, it's not encouraging. It's not uplifting in any way. I mean, the power of sport is that you generally try to inspire. And I'm trying to figure out what they're trying to inspire us to do other than dislike each other. And that's not a good thing.
The other thing is, doesn't this sort of test the gullibility of the public? Because, Will, you talked about boxing versus the UFC, what's stronger, but that's not what it is. A boxer is going to box against a guy who's never boxed before in his life.
Right.
That seems to me the most stupid event I can imagine since that silly exercise where Muhammad Ali went into the ring with that Japanese guy who kicked his legs out from under him a bunch of times and there was no boxing involved at all.
This is not like, it's not even like a promotion where it's like Michael Phelps tries to race a dolphin or something. It's more like
Shark.
Aaron.
Yeah,
it's
I'd
like
pay
Aaron,
to see that.
Yeah,
I do
this
want
is
to
like
see that.
Aaron Judge tries to race a dolphin. Like it's something that doesn't even relate to his sport. It's not so much gullibility, but it's funny, Michael, you talked about the idea of like, you know what? I'd like to see these two beat the crap out of each other. I think that's exactly what they're counting on. It's just going to be ugly. It's just going to be terrible. And people are going to pay $95 for the privilege.
Ugh. All right. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to have to cut this short because I have to go see if I can get a bet down on Michael Phelps v. that dolphin.
He's got the shark race coming up, so.
My guests for this week's three stories you should know have been Sports on Earth's Will Leach and Michael Lee of Yahoo Sports. Thanks very much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.